First basic question, how do you get a good fruit in the tree? One is good soil, good seed, and then nourishment, and anything else? So all the answers are right. That means you need to have a good tree to have a good fruit. And for having a good tree, you need to have a good seed, good quality seed. You need to have good soil. And then after that, you need good nourishment. And that is consistently, you have to give the good nourishment. If you put a mango tree, then mango tree will not give fruit for next 5 years. First of all, you have to wait till it gives the first leaf, ankur. And then you have to wait for 5 to 6 years. And then I know that the first crop of mango fruits are not of good quality. Even jackfruit I have planted here. I have seen that first batch of jackfruits were absolutely useless. They were like, they appeared and they just, so much only they grew and then they fell down. And the next batch has not yet come for the last 3 years. So you see, to get good quality fruits from a good quality seed of mango, it takes many years. And then once it gives good quality mangoes, then it will give you for next 20-25 years. Same quality. Also, it will give alternate year, not every year. 1 year in between, there will be less fruits. Again, there will be big number of fruits next year. So you all want to have a highly developed, highly evolved child. You will attract a child in your womb as per your consciousness. What you have, that only will attract a connected soul. You cannot be in X consciousness and you cannot expect the highest consciousness child to come in you. That's why the first and foremost step in having a child is to develop your consciousness. First and foremost step is that. And for that, in our scriptures and in our Ayurveda also, there's a preparation of the couple. It is not just you get married and you come together and you have a child and then you want a child to be Prime Minister of India. Desire is good, but the whole platform is not proper and the process also is not proper. That is why in our Krishna conscious culture, the training starts right from before wedding only. How to become proper husband before you get married, how to become proper wife, and then after getting married, how to live together coherently with the husband, with the in-laws, with the brother-in-law, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, how to behave coherently and gently as a gentlewoman, gentle lady, gentleman, of course, for a man also is important. He has to accept a wife at home and deal with the situations, change situations. And when we evolve ourselves in those situations in a very evolved, in a very high consciousness manner, we are not talking about having good money and good health. That is also important. But right now we are talking about consciousness, chetana, what we have inside our heart, what makes your persona, what makes your charitra, character. We are talking about that development. When you develop a very high level of character within yourself, then at that level of character, that kind of soul is going to be attracted to you. That's why in the olden age, when they will do Garbhadhan Sanskar, the soul which is matching your consciousness will be attracted. That's why you see all Kshatriyas always got Kshatriya boys. You don't find anybody born to a Kshatriya very fearful of battle. No, I don't want to go. It's not like that. Everybody, they attracted by sanskar, those souls who is a next king. Next king is Yuvraj, but next he will become king. So you see Parikshit Maharaj, when he was begotten by Abhimanyu, you read Bhagavatam, you will come to know what kind of qualities are described when he was born. His chart showed what kind of qualities he had. He had qualities of all five Pandavas together in him, with many qualifications of Bhishmadev and demigods also in him. You must read the chapter of Parikshit Maharaj in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very beautiful narration is there. That I will understand ki what kind of consciousness the parents had cultivated. Another thing is, what consciousness you have during the time of conception is also extremely important. Say you today you want to plan coming together, and suddenly you come to know share markets have crashed and you lost 2 lakh rupees, or suddenly you had a fight with mother-in-law, or you had a tiff with your husband. So whatever state of mind actually you are on at that time, it will yield the consciousness accordingly. That is why it is very, very important to develop the consciousness. For that, in Ayurveda, there is a physical preparation, there is emotional preparation, a social preparation, and spiritual preparation. All these things are important. And accordingly, the child is attracted. That's why somebody said, you want to attract a good soul. You have to prepare for that. One more thing I'll let you know, that when Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When Diti was, you know, Diti, Aditi, Kashyap Muni had many wives, and principal wives was Diti, Aditi and Danu and many more. So Diti one time got, you know, emotional about having connection with her husband. It was twilight time, like this time, exactly this time is called twilight. There is no sun, there is no night also, it is in between. It goes for some more time, Sandhyakal. So in Sandhyakal, she desired to have union with her husband. The husband said, this is not a good time to have union. Because at this time, Lord Shiva is moving around with all the Bhuta, Preta, Gana, Pishacha, Dakini, Brahma, Rakshas, all those souls, 11 types of souls, which are, we can say, ghostly in general terms. But there are differences in between all of them. He is moving around them, with them, in the atmosphere, so that anybody is having union, he will send those souls in that. Why? Because they have taken shelter of him, and he wants to give them body. He wants to award them a body by which you can develop yourself, express yourself, attain the goal of life. There are so many things are there for the soul to attain human body. So whichever human beings are uniting at that time, those souls enter. So he said, this is not right time to enter. A very ghastly souls will take birth. But she was very agitated. So she pulled his dhoti and pulled him inside, and they had union. And immediately he said that most horrible demons will be born. And Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu were born. What to speak of born? When they were conceived, there were earthquakes and meteors falling on the sky and disruption of peace in the world. You can imagine. They were not born. They are just entered the womb of the mother. So message for all of us is that we need to unite at a time which is meant for that purpose. And what is that time? That is second prayer in the evening. First prayer is this 6 to 9. Second prayer is 9 to 12. There are 8 praharas in the day, 3 hours into 8, 24. So this second prahar is meant for grahasthas to beget children. The third prahar is rakshasi prahar, in which all the dacoits and all the robbers and all the debauchees, all the mafias, they are active. Either they are smuggling or they are smoking ganja, charas, or they are doing rapes, or they are doing dacoits activity. All those heinous activities are performed in that period of time. In fact, it's like if you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like doing robbery at that time. People do now, they do everything every time. But generally, times are favorable. You feel like praying or sitting peacefully and meditating. Time is very favorable for that. Like that, the 12 to 3 timing is very favorable for doing negative activities. Also, all the aghori kritya, that means all the heinous activities, tantra and all those, you know, black magic and everything, the best time is for that. So everything during that time is favorable for negative activities. Especially on the day of Amavasya, in the middle of the night, they will sit with the skull procured from illegal means and do lot of tantra mantra in that, and that becomes their substrate for performing all wrong activities in future for everybody. So why I'm giving this information to you? Because a human being can develop sex desire any time of the day, because whatever it is, the reasons of, there are many reasons. So wise man and wise woman should know the desire may come anytime. It's like knocking on the door. The desires will knock, but you will decide when to open. Right? So somebody knocks on your bathroom when you're taking bath, because they knocked, you didn't open the door, because you are in the middle of your bath. You will wait till you finish your bath, wear your clothes, and then you open the door, right? So you choose to open the door. Knock maybe 50 times during the bath. Like that, the mind will knock you with many desires, like sex desire. But you have to understand when to do it and when not to do it. And the third and the first prayer of the day, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., is meant for spiritual activities. Like you do meditation, you do yoga, you do chanting, you do whatever, prayers, worship is all meant, reading scriptures or even studies for that matter. The best period is to memorize is that when you want to assimilate, accept, take within you some positive things is the morning time. As soon as it is 6 o'clock, then immediately passion starts. What is the meaning of that? I mean, Dudwala will ring the bell. Then sabji wala will come, then bread wala will come, then somebody will come, bhai will come, phone calls will start coming, milk wala will come, and you will become active. You want to prepare your food, you want to go to your work, start dressing up, children are going to school. It's like, you don't have to tell anybody, this passion has started. Immediately the passionate time has started. And that goes on till evening. You are very active in earning money or doing business or doing studies or college or lectures or traveling here, there, your meetings, everything will start. Again, 6 o'clock it will slow down. But today it will go on till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock also. That's the sign of Kali Yuga. But ideally speaking, when the sun sets down, the activity should slow down. You should come, get refreshed, do your evening prayers, and then plan to sleep. Or in that next prayer, plan to have a child. Another reason why we do Aarti Puja in the evening at twilight. See, every mandir will have Sandhya Aarti. What is the reason behind it? To just not have effects of those ghostly elements moving in the sky on your consciousness. That's why exactly at twilight time, they will ring the bell, blow the conch shell, dhoop, then lamp. All these things, elements that we use, are all chasing away the inauspicious elements. You observe the aarti very carefully. From beginning to end, what happens are all potent enough to throw away, to chase away all the negative elements from your life. And when that time is passed, then you are safe. When you even do, you burn kapoor or dhoop, everything, at that time only. This is the time for that. That's why I called for the Agarbhati here. So it will turn inauspiciousness into auspiciousness. And it will protect you from negative elements. With this understanding, one needs to prepare to have child. So what we do is that we read scriptures. The scriptures uplift your consciousness. It is said that the scripture is the path of purification for the brain, for the intelligence. How do you purify your intelligence? You bathe your intelligence with the knowledge of scriptures. Then your intelligence gets sharp and purified. How do you purify your mind? Mind has three faculties. Thinking, feeling, and desiring. Should go systematically, na? Mind has three faculties. Mind thinks, mind feels. If I give you a bad word, you feel bad. If I praise you, you feel nice. And mind is always desiring. So all these three things has to be dovetailed in God. Your feelings have to be connected with God. Your desiring, which is unlimited. You cannot calculate the number of desires you have. Manifest desires and unmanifest desires. There are so many of them. But when you become a devotee of the Lord, then your desiring also becomes spiritual. You know what to desire and what to not desire. I will not desire to drink the most famous, most costly Russian vodka. Because now I know, I have eliminated all those desires. I don't want to desire those things. I have to choose my desires. I cannot even choose to become Prime Minister of India now. Because I am not of that age to prepare. I have to start from my young age. Plus, there are many other things which are not inspiring me to become Prime Minister now. Maybe I like to become a Purohit to perform Vedic rituals at the homes of many Grihasthas. What is possible I can desire, and what is good I will desire. What is not good for my own purpose of goal of life, I will not desire. That means by becoming a devotee and by reading scriptures, I have learned what to desire and what not to desire. That is called as power of discrimination. Sad asad vivek buddhi, sar asar vivek buddhi, or rationalization. This is how we understand it. So desire, feelings and thinking. Because what you think, you will become tomorrow. What you think attracts similar kind of people next to you. You always seek the company the way you think. And your thinking attracts company accordingly. Like today, why you have come? Only one of the person met me and told me ki, I want to have this discussion. But then suddenly I see 2-3 couples appeared here. Why? Because what he was thinking, same thing you are thinking. So that's how the company has been created. This today is a proof of what I am saying. Maybe your understanding is different and different, but it is common desire is there that has attracted you to come here. So that's why thinking also has to be guided by the purified intelligence. And then comes body. After mind, mind is controlling the body. So body means we have senses, 5 jnanendriyas and 5 karmendriyas. And by which we perform activities and by which we gain knowledge. The 5 jnanendriyas, the senses of knowledge, they give knowledge to you. That means eyes, you see and you understand. Okay, she is wearing purple, she is wearing pink. This knowledge comes to you because you have eyes. Then you hear and you understand. Then you feel with this, it's hot, cold, whatever. What else is there? With tongue you touch. I mean, taste. And what else is there?
Smell.
I came in, I felt the air was quite congested here, clumsy. So we opened it and I again came and felt it was okay and I closed it. So with these 5 senses you get knowledge about the world. And this is only gates of knowledge. And the 5 other indriyas are by which you do activities. What are the senses of activities? Karma indriyas. Hands, legs, belly, digestion, kantha of voice and genitals. They are the 5 senses of action by which you perform action. And you perform actions based on your knowledge. It's like you see a beautiful girl and you feel, oh, she should be my wife. The eyes have given knowledge to you and given inspiration to you. I should go and propose her. I want to make her my wife. So like that, you learn by senses and you do the activity by something else, like by tongue or by action, hands. Your legs will go, help you to go there. Hands will do something else like that. And then comes the purification of the jnanendriyas and karmendriyas. So you choose by the intelligence what to hear and what not to hear. What to see, what not to see. We have learned from childhood, no? Dirty things we should not keep watching. Dirty movies should not be watched. Dirty serials or dirty things, you tell our children, don't watch this. Even in computer, in the internet, don't watch the dirty things. So like that you restrict your indriyas. So how do you restrict indriyas? Vidhi and nishedh. Vidhi means do's. Nishedh means don'ts. All our scriptures are talking about vidhi and nished. Everything. Talk about food. You should not eat these foods. You should eat these foods. Right? Very simple. You should not drink this thing. You should drink these things. You should not listen to such things and you should listen to such things. You are always being guided by your parents, by your scriptures, by your society, by your teachers, everybody. So these do's and don'ts make our life. And please understand, these do's and don'ts, and this, whatever I am speaking now, is only meant for human beings. Is there any vidhi nishedh for dogs and cats, mosquitoes, fish, animals, birds? Is there any rules and regulations? No. There's only one rule and regulation for them. Eat, sleep, have sex and defend. Ahar, Nidra, Bhay, Maithun. Only four things for them. No restrictions. They can do sex in the morning, 5 o'clock, at 10 o'clock in the night. They can eat all the day. You see, animals are eating all the day. You put them food, they are eating all the day. They can mate all the day. That is the animal. Human beings also do the same thing. They also eat, sex, sleep, defense, everything we do. Our life is not meant only for these four things. Our life is meant for many, many higher, large volume of things beyond these so-called four things. When we give most importance to these four things, we become animalistic. When we make these things only necessary and work on the higher goals of life, we become human beings. When we do the activities which are meant for human beings, you become human being. And when you dwell in these four things only, even after becoming human being, then in the human beings we are actually animals. Dvipada Pashu, two-legged animals. We have human body, but all activities, all thought process, all consciousness, intelligence, everything is only for four things: eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So this is how we should start preparing. And then comes, like now Ram Navami is coming. So what is Ram? Maryada Purushottam. What is Maryada? Adarsh Vyavahar. How one should conduct oneself as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a sister, as a brother, as a daughter-in-law, as a father-in-law, as a king, as a kinsman, as praja, as a daughter, as a son, as granddaughter. So many things are there. So many roles we play, na? Men and women, both. So Lord Ramchandra, in his life, along with his associates, his wife, his father, his mother, his brothers, together with the team led by him, he taught us Adarsh Maryada. What one should do. In difficulty, how one should react. In happiness, how one should react. In giving, how one should be. In taking, how one should be. When one should take, when one should not take. When one should give, when one should not give. Whom to give, how much to give. Everything is there in the Ramayana. If you read Ramayana, you will get every guidance that you require to live a ideal human life. Everything is there. And he has not just talked, spoken. He has done everything. His life is an example of ideal human behavior. That's why it's called Maryada Purushottam. Even the rishis told him that we are in conjugal bhav with you. We want to become woman and marry with you. He said, next lifetime, not in this lifetime. When next I come as Krishna, as Purna Purushottam, I will marry all of you. So all the rishis became gopis and he danced with them. But as a Ram, ek patinrat. Many ladies proposed to him. Mithila Vasinis proposed to him. Ayodhya Vasinis proposed to him. Wherever he went, ladies proposed, wanted to become his wife, consort. But he maintained one wife. So this is Maryada Purushottam. So our life is uplifting itself when we follow Maryada of human life. And all the Maryada of human life is given in scriptures. That's why we need to read scriptures. They are not just somebody made it. They wanted to rule the human beings, so they just made something. Some intelligent, highly intelligent guys sat down and made some man-made or imagination morals, and they just wanted to pin you down and make you straight like that. It's not like that. All the scriptures are word of God. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever God ordained, that is scripture. And it is meant for only human beings, not for cats and dogs. So, with this brief background, you said you want to attract a good soul. First and foremost, each and human being is meant for becoming a devotee of Lord in this life. By law and by default, all of you are devotees of the Lord, eternally. But some have forgotten, and somehow understood or remembered again or reminded by somebody else again. But by default, each and everybody is a devotee of the Lord. That's how we are taught to see and understand. So if I have forgotten, then somebody is reminding me and I should remind myself and cultivate my devotion. Because goal of life is to athato brahma jidnyasa. to learn about God, connect with Him and become His devotee and go back, breaking the cycle of birth and death. Why human life is important? Because human life is the only life which will be able to take you out of the cycle of birth and death, back home, back to Godhead. What is the cycle of birth and death? Birth, old age, disease, death. Inevitably, all of us are traveling in this journey. You don't want to become old, but your hairs are becoming grey, your body becomes wrinkled, faces become wrinkled. Disease is coming from day one of your birth. Right? A child is born and he goes to NICU, straight. Nowadays, so you know, no one is born normal delivery and straight gone home after 3 days. Very rarely I hear this thing nowadays. Something is there after taking birth. Everything is normal at birth, at delivery. Right? After delivery, something is wrong somewhere. And you have to, it's like you have, doctor tells you that, okay, within this 5,000 rupees, you can go home. But then something else comes up, you get some complications, child gets some complications. This is how it is. But this human life is extremely important because this is the only vehicle that you are in. You can understand God. So I was talking about disease. It can come from moment one of life to end of life. Old age is gradually creeping. Now, what do we say? How old are you? 25 year old. You don't say, I'm 2 years young. Till 10 years, I say, I'm 10 years young. And then I start saying 11 years old. No. From day one, how much your child is, this will say 1 month old. Why is that we say? It's very significant. Because right from time of birth, we start getting old. Whether we are 10 months old or 10 years or 100 years old, we get old. We are steadily progressing towards death. And one day, irrespective of our choice, liking, not liking, death will take you away. And this is going on for ages. Ages after ages, right from trees to aquatics to birds to amphibians to mammals to human beings, even to demigods. You'll be happy to know that yours and my life as human being is higher than demigod life also, because the probability of becoming a devotee of the Lord is highest in human life, more than demigods. Why is that? For demigod, a lot of enjoyment is there. Most evolved enjoyment is there. You can't even imagine. If you drink the water like I drink here, it will be so ambrosial in taste. Like Amrut, the water will be like Amrut. The flower, if it grows there, it will never get morose. It will always remain blossom. Only if it blossoms only, it never goes stale. Something only I am telling you. Your body here smells bad after a few hours because of sweat. There your body will be fragrant till one course, that is 2.5 miles radius. So if all of us, suppose 10 people come here, there will be 10 fragrances mixed together and we will be enjoying it for hours together as long as we are together. This is heavenly life. Now in this life, when so much of pleasure is there, in food, in drinks, in body and in sex and enjoyment, in everything, in the environment, why you need God? And why should you remember God? So much is so nice over here. When you remember God? When there is difficulty, when there are problems. That's why demigod life is not fully conducive for becoming devotee of the Lord. Demon life is full of sins. So even Rakshas Loka, Patal Loka, so Narak Loka, you take birth there, life will be very affluent, huh? Not necessarily suffering. Much more affluent than human life also, in facility point of view. But chances and the probability of becoming devotee of the Lord is not there. So from that point of view, human life is the only life which is most favorable for becoming devotee. Although there is not so much wealth like heavens, not so much beauty like heavens, not so much long life like heavens, not such affluent food like heavens. But the facility for becoming devotee is maximum here. That is why you all should know that all demigods of all 7 planets are waiting in line to take birth in human life in Kali Yuga. In this day and age of Kali Yuga, the demigods are standing in queue to take birth in a family of a devotee. So that instead of lakhs of years of enjoyment, in few years, like 100 years, I can finish the business here and go back home, back to Godhead. So all demigods are not intelligent. Only what you know, demigods like Ganesh ji, Shiv ji, Saraswati ji, Lakshmi ji, and other devatas, Vayu devata and Agni devata, they are very intelligent and evolved demigods. Rest all are like enjoying only, looking. And they are waiting. Everybody is waiting. They are very specialized souls. They are already pure devotees of the Lord. But still they are in the heavenly planets doing some service to God. They are not, they cannot say that as after Ganesha's life, immediately that soul will go back to Godhead. Each and every soul has to perform purificatory processes to be qualified to enter kingdom of God. You may get higher position in Swargaloka as Ganesh. It's a post, it's not a person. It's a post. Shiva is a post, Brahma is a post, Vayu is a post, Varuna is a post, Indra is a post. You can become Indra tomorrow. But by after becoming Indra, there is no guarantee that you will go back to Krishna Loka from there. You can come down again. Because they come to an understanding that this lakhs and lakhs of years of life is not going to reach me to God. The lakhs and lakhs of years of my life, affluent life, only for enjoyment, enjoyment, enjoyment. But, Shine Punne Martha Loke Vishanti. When my account gets over, I have to come down again. How much you can fly in the sky, in the aeroplane? How much time? Till the fuel is there. You may have 1 lakh liters of fuel in the most biggest aeroplane. But that also will end at one moment of time. After 16 hours of flight in the sky, you have to get down somewhere in between. There is no petrol pump in the sky. You have to come down. So like that, you may be a biggest plane and you have got 2 lakh liters of petrol. But still, at one point of time, you have to come down when the petrol gets over. No, he'll perform again punya, again to go back.
But he'll perform punya again, he'll become demigod.
Demigod. Again he'll come back. Till he gets satsang of a pure sadhu, like Narad Muni, or some santa, some sadguru. Till that time, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi janani jatarashayanam, this cycle goes on. Whether you go up and do cycle like this, whether you go down and do cycle like this, whether you have cycle like this here only cycling you are doing. You got my point? Whether you can go from here down, again have a cycle and come up, then go up and have a cycle again here, then have a cycle down here, again go cycle. But you are only revolving. Only revolving. Only revolving, only revolving. You may feel very good when you go and talk about the merry-go-round. What do you call it? Giant wheel. But it comes down. You feel, And again you go up and you feel very nice, I'm top of the world. Again you feel. But essentially what it is doing, is slowly and steadily rotating you without fail all the time consistently. Does it stop? It just keeps moving only. You may feel happy and unhappy as per your choice, but it will constantly rotate you. Why I'm telling all this to you? Because when you are a human being, you have a chance to get out of the cycle, and whomever you are begetting also will have the chance. That is why we have to prepare ourselves. If you are not fully prepared to go back home, back to Godhead, how do you think your child whom you are going to attract in your womb is going to be ready for going back home, back to Godhead? If you have still understanding, no, I should enjoy because I am a human being, I am not a cat and dog, my intelligence is so evolved, I should enjoy in a very planned way, in a different way, in a higher way, evolved way. And also I want to do some bhakti here and a little bit I want to be religious. But I want to have a lot of money, lot of fame, lot of enjoyment in my life. Then you will be attracting a mixed kind of soul in you, who has some devotional credits in him or her, and also lot of material credits in him. So you will get a combination. And there will be a struggle in life, because enjoyments are very tempting and very involving and very, what you call, habit forming. You need to have focus. Or when you develop a devotion in you, and you know you have vikaras, you have faults in you, but you are focused on devotion. Okay, I want to get rid of all these things and go away, get ahead in devotion. Then you will attract the soul accordingly in you. And sometimes the soul that you attract will help you also to progress in Krishna Bhakti. See, Prahlad came in the womb of Hiranyakashipu. He became the cause of his liberation. Because Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narsingadev. And because of his being devotee, Narsingadev asked him, "What boon you want?" He said, "I don't want any boon, my lord." I'm not a businessman. I didn't do all these things to have business trading with you. Don't make me vyapari. He sells that. But Narasimha Bhagavan saying, me ask something, I want to give boon to you. Then he thinks and he says, liberate my father. He's a very sinful man. And if he, according to karma, he has to go, he'll go to the lowest of hellish planets to suffer. So Lord said, don't worry, because he is your father. He's liberated already. And why only he? 21 generations are liberated. 10 to come, 10 which are already gone, and one current generation. And second generation is Prahlad's generation. Then next one. And Bali Maharaj also came. He was also delivered. Can you imagine this? By becoming one devotee child in your womb, you are liberating 21 generations. That is the Lord's promise. So that much important it is. Many times we have seen in our devotional circle that we are X, but the child which comes in our life brings us up so much in devotion. Really makes us progress like anything. All that is depending upon what consciousness you had when you conceived the child. And then, there is a vidhi called Garbhadhan Sanskar. Preparation, physical preparation is there. That Ayurveda people will let you know what to eat, how much to eat. Some treatments are there. Nose treatments are there, food treatments are there, herbs are there to nourish yourself, to make yourself pushed. So that we also want not very devoted, saintly child, but sickly child. We don't want to have like that. We want to have a healthy child with great devotion to Lord. So also we have to look from point of view of health also. Though if you are constantly sick, then what sadhana, what bhakti you perform? You are only managing your health only, always going to doctor and looking after those things. So physical preparations, that is different subject matter. And so after you conceive, suppose, after all the procedure you conceive, there is a sanskar which we perform, by which we offer our devotion and love to Lord through fire sacrifice. And please request the Lord to send a great soul in our womb. And then we come together and then we conceive. In our tradition, we chant 50 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Each one of the couple, husband and wife both. And then we come together. So that so much purification is there, only pure soul has to come. And in these days, for practical conditions, what we advise is, for 1 month, one time, chant 50 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, 108 into 50. That takes about 8 hours on a particular day. And then you take bath, you drink milk, you have badam, you have kesar and many other things, and unite and beg to the Lord. Maybe in one time we don't get conception. Previous ages, one union, 9 daughters, 9 sons, 8 sons. There's a history. But today, many, many months and many times in a month also you try, it doesn't happen. So practically every single union to chant 50 rounds, 8 hours, every hour take holiday only. It's not possible. So we advise once in a month, you do 50 rounds one time, and whatever efforts you do, trials on this that month, it's sufficient for that. When that cycle gets over, you get menses. For next cycle, again you chant 50 rounds, and then you unite. This is what we do. And of course, we don't eat onion, no garlic, no tea, coffee, no non-vegetarian food, nothing, absolutely purest possible food, that too offered to God we eat. And in that we eat all those herbs and very purest things, A2 cow's milk and many other organic materials we eat. We don't eat anything outside, we eat only by the known person's hands, loving people's hands. I don't eat outside anywhere anything. We just don't go and eat in any weddings, we don't eat. We will avoid eating. Unless it's a family wedding, your brother's, sister's, husband's wedding, brother's wedding, sister's wedding, nephew's wedding, then we will choose the items and eat accordingly. Otherwise, we will avoid. Because we don't want to spoil our consciousness. Especially when you become pregnant, you have to be 100 times more careful than other times. Where you're eating, what you're eating, from whose hands you're eating. Because when you eat, food has two parts. One part is that you see. What do you see? You see gulab jamun. You see pulao. you see roti, you see kulcha, you see paratha, or you see many things else, which are attractive forms for you. Okay, I like jalebi, so I eat jalebi. Oh, I like gulab jamun, I like pulao, like that. And second thing, what you don't see is the consciousness behind the food. Who has cooked it? In what state he has cooked it? Was he drunk while cooking? Did he have yesterday union with the prostitute in the night? Was he smoking during cooking? You see in the hotel, na, the cooks are like smoking and they are doing. So all these things are there. And all the sinful activities and the chetana behind that affects the food. That's why you may not have 5-star food. But when you come home, your mother cooks for dal bhat, you become so happy. Because it is cooked with love, it is cooked for you. So it nourishes your body, mind and soul all together. So that's why we don't eat from anybody's hand, even though it is 5-star looking attractive food displayed in a very attractive manner. We will eat from a devotee's hand, cooked by a known person with love and devotion, and also that is offered to the Lord. Then only we'll eat that. However attractive food it must be. We'll not just offhand pick up from the dukandar, he will say, okay, adha kilo jalebi bando. Aur upar se ek jalebi utha ke chalo kiya khane ka udhar. What people do? 100 gram singdana de do. Char singdana uthaya, chalo kiya khane ka. We don't do that. We only offer the thing to God and then accept it. However attractive it, however hot and crispy must be. But go home, offer it nicely to the Lord and then accept it. So, these all things are important. Pure lifestyle. Not for 15 days, for a vrat. Huh? We do a vrat, na? 16th Shukravar. For those Shukravars, you are very pure and everything. Or when Shravan comes, 30 days, will not eat fish and non-veg and will not drink. All those things. Again, after Shravan ends, immediately people are honking like anything. On those things. That is not pure life. That is passionate life driven by some desires. Strong desires of money, of having a husband, having a wife, good wife, beautiful wife, whatever you may say. It's a motivated activity. I am doing this for that, I want this, so I am doing this. I want that, so I am doing this for that. It is not meant for God or anything. It's meant for only your sense gratification. Indriya bhog. But bhakti is 12 months in a year, throughout your life you perform, irrespective of ups and downs of life. And that is how you prepare yourself. And the higher you are placed in the form of consciousness, the higher the soul you attract to your womb. So did I answer your question? Or you want me to elaborate more on this? So everything depends upon what you do in your life. Your desire and your activities will create your current life and future life. And what you thought in the past is your today's life. All of you thought in the past, I want to get married. So today I have a husband and a wife. Or somebody has thought, I don't want to get married. He's in Brahmacharya ashram, in temple. What is now happening now is a result of your desire a couple of days back. This is not true. What you eat today is you are planning for last week. I want to eat that sabji. So you have gone and searched in the market. Ki wo kidhar mil raha hai. You want to cook that. You want to eat that. And today's lunch and dinner is as per your yesterday's desire. You may forget what you eat afterwards. But what you are doing is your desire in the little past. In the recent past. So what is your future? You are building it today. By today's desire. So your future wants to be. You want your future to be on the path of God, then today you have to plan for it. Then tomorrow it will be. Now I'll tell you a story of a mother, which is there in the internet also, but I'll like to repeat in physical presence here. There was one queen called Madalasa. This queen was very highly evolved devotee lady. Although she was very opulent and very powerful, chatrani, very strong willed lady. But she was equally devoted to God. And listen to this story very carefully. Lot of messages are you for there for you are in that story. For those who are pregnant mothers who are not pregnant also, who are aspiring for that. She had a very clear understanding that whichever soul will come to my womb and will become my child will not enter into any other mother's womb. That will be the last womb that the soul will enter, and after taking birth, that child will go back home, back to Godhead. Will not come back again in the world, in other mother's womb, take another birth. That was her determination, right from her wedding. So she conceived first child. And in olden days, you know, the queens would stay inside the dark room for 40 days, and antapur, antakaksha, they will remain there, and hardly they will come out. They will keep on nourishing their child, and everybody will be there after massaging and giving things and best possible things to the mother. Many people will be serving the queen, and everything will be at the doorstep, whatever. So from day one of conception, not of birth, she will start talking to the child. You are a soul, part and parcel of God. The purpose of your life is to meet the Lord again. This human life is meant for that. I am not your mother, I am not your, he is not your father, he is not your sister. Everybody is only a temporary accompaniment for you. You are a passerby. By the way, you are becoming my child. I am becoming your mother and father. But you have had many fathers and many mothers in past lives. In reality, everything is false. Today you come in my womb, so I become your mother and you become my son. But after we die, we go to some other person's womb, and that person become my mother and father. So like that, you have had many, many lifetimes. But I want this to be last lifetime. So please prepare yourself. Don't get attached to anything in the world. Do your duties nicely, but do not get attached. Like that, she would constantly preach the child in the womb. And that also, through many stories in the past, we know the child is able to hear whatever you speak. How many people have faith in this? Don't think that only after 7th month, when the embryology, anatomy, physiology tells you that ears are developed and then the child starts hearing. Don't think like that. I ask one question. Does a coma person hear or he does not hear? If you think he is hearing, tell me how. If he is not hearing, tell me how. It's not, do hi answer hai, yes or no. And I may say one, it may be correct, aisa nahi. If you say yes, tell me how. If you tell no, tell me how. Exactly. This is the right answer. He is able to hear. You are calling him, hey Sunita, 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 chant Hare Krishna. You are dying. Think of God. Sunita is hearing. But Sunita can't tell you I am hearing. Yes, yes, I am hearing. Yes, yes, I am chanting. Aisa nahi bolegi. That means the soul has his or her, I mean the soul has its own organs, which are subtle in nature. You think ear is hearing or you are hearing? Who is hearing? Tell me. Your eye is seeing or you are seeing?
Yes.
Then what is the eye? Eye is an equipment through which you are seeing. This equipment is spoiled, so I am adding another equipment to see properly. But this and this, both are equipments. And through the equipment, who is seeing is eye. Can blind man see a dream? Sure?
Yes.
Maybe he is not. What do you think? Yes. There is something called as manat chakshu, antar chakshu. This is bahya chakshu. This only shows limited to you. In light it will see, and darkness you cannot see. I can see in the room, I don't know what is going on in that room. That is the limited equipment I have got. But antar chakshu are very powerful and very subtle, sukshma. So like that, the moment the soul enters your womb, what is the size of that? 4 cells. 2 from mother, 2 from father. 4 cells zygote. And then it multiplies. But the beauty is, when the soul enters, all the information, how your nose will be like, what your height will be in the future, what your hair will be like, how long they will be, everything information is there, stored in software, in that soul, and in those 4 cells zygote. From that time on, the soul is able to perceive the consciousness around. I may not say he is hearing and seeing and touching and tasting, that may be developing gradually, but perception of consciousness, like the ability of the sponge to soak, is there right from the time when so sponge is made. Right? As soon as you squeeze the sponge and leave it, it starts soaking immediately. That kind of acceptance of consciousness capacity is there in the soul. What generally we are taught is, when the baby starts moving, from that time, maybe he is hearing. So I can fight with my husband in the first month. But afterwards I have to be careful. It's not like that. From the moment one of the child's entry in the womb, you don't even, not even diagnose it. You will diagnose only after 4 weeks. When next month period is not there, you will go for pregnancy test. So you don't even know. But the child has lived with you for 4 weeks already. And grown some size in the womb. Drawing nourishment and growing. How it is alive? How you prove? Because it is growing. Sign of life is there because it is growing. And then the fetal pole, then the heart, you can start palpitating. Then you can perceive the heartbeat also. It's called fetal pole. So child is able to absorb consciousness. That is why we are always advising that keep the mother who is pregnant always happy. Don't harass her. Try your best as husbands to keep her happy. Maybe mother-in-law is harassing, maybe your sister-in-law is harassing, maybe father-in-law is harassing, brother-in-law is harassing, maybe neighbors are harassing, whatever. I'm supposed to protect my wife who is pregnant from all these harassments. Okay. So this lady from day one, talking, constant talking, till the final term, till the delivery, at delivery, after delivery, while breastfeeding, she's constantly talking. And when she's not talking, she's praying in the heart. And that's how, at one point of time, the child becomes 4-5 year old. And in Kshatriya Dharma, at 5 year old, they start training everything. Gurukul and martial arts and swords and bow and arrow, everything, horse riding, everything starts. But a king, when he takes a 5 year old child in his custody and starts training the child, child grows up, becomes a young man, leaves home and goes in jungle. The king says, maybe one son has become sadhu, fine. Second son, same thing. I am putting the story very short. Many sons are born. Each and every son, as soon as they become grown up, understanding child, maybe we can say young man, 15 years, 20 year old man, goes to forest, starts meditating. So there is a big fauj in the jungle. All brothers are together. So the king is like getting old. And they have no problem having many children. But still he is thinking, I am getting old. Now who is my next heir? Who is going to be the king? So they had a meeting one day with ministry. What is happening in my kingdom? So Prime Minister was very clever. He said, sir, Maharaj, you are so much worried. But the root cause of all this trouble is in your antapur, is in your inner chambers. What is that? Your queen. And then he explained what your queen is doing. So what the king said? Don't worry. Next time when the child is born, from day one I will take the child in my custody. And I will train the child. So what the queen did? Next time she conceived. 9 months the child was in her womb. 9 months. In 9 months period in the womb, 90% of the development of consciousness takes place already. The personality is already developed. I am not talking about physical structure. I am talking about character. The personality. The sadgunas and whatever training, whatever sanskaras you have given. 90% of them, whether you know or don't know, whether you do it actively or don't do it, it just happened passively. It is already getting fixed. So she used all the 9 months for best of cultivation because she knew the next years are not going to be with her. So she used more energy, more time, more focus and more concentration in giving that training to the child in the womb only. There are beautiful shlokas in Sanskrit, what she would talk to the child. And then as soon as the baby was born, he said, I'll look after, I'll give cow's milk, whatever diluted milk, I will look after, I'll not give this child in her hand. Not even breast milk also. All the culture will also go in that. And the child was trained by the father. He became Yuvraj and started ruling the country. But mother was always waiting for the opportunity to connect with the child again in the same direction what she wanted to connect other children. The way she has connected other children. So one day, after becoming grown up, maybe 25 years and whatever, big boy, very shurveer, very chivalrous personality. One day, he wanted to go for hunting, shikar. Like Kshatriyas go for, you know, trying their arts, how much strong they are, how much fearless they are. So they go and kill tigers and lions and all. So she said, son, can I come with you? And she, as usual, she is Satrani, very bold lady. She also rode the horse and she also went with him. And they did a lot of hunting. He killed many animals chivalrously. She was saying, wow, wonderful. And it became evening. And they had to rest at a bank of the river and refresh themselves. So she said, my dear son, very close by from here, your brothers are meditating. I don't think, when else you will get time to meet them? You have not seen your brothers. So you can just go and meet them. So he agreed because so many brothers already had and mother had told before ki they are all there. So he went very happily to meet the brothers. And all the brothers preached this child. And the son never went back to kingdom from there. He also sat with them only. So what is the lesson to be learned from this story? That Madalasa, Queen Madalasa was so focused. Even though her husband wanted to trick her and take the child away and do whatever he wanted to with the child. But her training for that nine months in the womb could not be failed. At right time, she used her training to ripen and gave results to her own activities which she did in the pregnancy time. Now you know how much pregnancy is important. Extremely important period of life. It is said that you can even train the child to become a lieutenant in army in India. Right from day one in the womb. Start talking and training to child. You are a lieutenant of Indian army. Constant. You are the Prime Minister of India. Pardon me? Language is you and me create. It is the language of heart. You speak Gujarati. You speak the Marwadi maybe. That is what our convenience language is. What you speak is what is in your mind, no? Now I am, what is in my mind now is some knowledge is there in the mind. I am expressing that knowledge in English to you. Tomorrow I will be expressing in Hindi to somebody. And tomorrow I will be speaking Konkani to somebody else. But what my knowledge in my heart is in which language? Tell me. There is no language for that knowledge in the heart. It's a knowledge. It is expressed in the English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati.
No, no. If I want him to be a doctor and he is not interested in it, no interest.
You are not imposing your desire. You are desiring good for the child. I just give an example to you. Because I know stories where mothers right from day one in the womb, 21 years after birth, finally got the son to become lieutenant of American Army. There are so many stories like that. If the child's karma is different, you may desire him to be a lieutenant of army, but he will become doctor. There is some factor there also of the child's karma. This is also very important. If he is more powerful than that, then your desires may fail and his desires may prevail. But at the same time, sanskaras of behavior, of talking, giving knowledge about scriptures, knowledge about soul, they will not change. What you want your child to become may change. My doctor, I am doctor, so my child will want to become doctor. That is my desire. But if the child has some other affluent karma, that he will become a very sane and very goodness character politician, suppose. Or he become king, for example. Then my desire may not prevail. But what will prevail is my sanskar. As a father and mother, my sanskar are not going to go waste. Whether he becomes doctor or prime minister or a businessman or a whatever he is, or a preacher or a sadhu. My sanskar will not go waste. Na? Even my Guru Maharaj today also says, Prabhupada's disciple is my Guru Maharaj. He says, in my childhood, I received only love from my mother. So I cannot give anybody else except love anything else. But I was flooded with love with my parents. They were not very affluent, rich guys. But my parents flooded me with love. So today I have only love to give to people. That's what I received. So that love, that good culture, good behavior is never going to go waste. Na? If you flood your child with all those sanskaras, it will only ooze that only, na? What you have given.
So,
all now connections of past karmas.
If past karmas are there, then it means whatever we do is
useless. No, that is what devotion comes in. When bhakti comes in, your past karmas get washed off. What you bring with you is three things: good karma, bad karma, and desires, unfulfilled desires. Is that right? What everybody brings with him. Last life, I wanted to become a Miss Universe, but I could not become. So I can take birth. This time I want to. It's like my unfulfilled desire is there. I could not become as rich as my neighbor. This time again I want to try to become richer than that. And this goes on, life after life. How you can break that cycle? By cultivating devotion. Only bhakti, not by karmakand, jnankand, tapasya, dan, dharma, tirtha, yatra. This is not what's going to help you. What's going to help eradicate karma is only bhakti. And bhakti will eradicate all the karma, all sufferings in life. So child may have a very bad karma. But when you cultivate devotion in this lifetime, child will get washed off with all those things. So our devotion is very important. How much devoted we are is very important. Because that much devotion you can give to your child. Na? You cannot give devotion to child what you don't have. You can give devotion to child what you have, only what you have. You can give your child riches, what you have. Child may like to move in Mercedes, but you will have only Wagoner. So whatever you have, you can provide. You can provide Mercedes to your child to move around. Like that, spiritually also, whatever you have, you have gained, you have cultivated, only that you can give. You can't give beyond that anything. That's why life is a continuous process. You are also evolving, child also evolving with you. But you are taking the child with you, not getting diverted or deflected from your path. What will change is the child will become devotee because you have become devotee. But after becoming devotee, whether child become devotee doctor or devotee engineer or devotee politician or devotee businessman will differ as per his karma. But the devotee tag will go everywhere. His life will in one direction of being devotee. So then this is how 9 months go. That you each and every day, what we do in pregnancy is, first of all we chant with full attention at a fixed number of hours in a fixed period of time in a day. Time for chanting, you do chanting. Then there is time for reading. Because you want to give the child full culture of the pastimes of the Lord. Because every pastime of the Lord has lot of updeshas, lot of trainings, lot of knowledge is there in that. So you do that and then you do service to the Lord. You engage yourself in making sweater for the Lord in the winter. When you have free time, you see many pregnant ladies are doing something. Either for the child or you can do for the Lord also. Or whatever you sue for the child, you offer to the Lord and you wear your child afterwards. So go to temple, attend the aarti every day. Every day visit temple with your husband. When you are early in pregnancy, you can go alone. Later on, you go with your husband. He will hold your hand. 7th, 8th, 9 months, he will take you slowly, slowly. Climb temple, have darshan of the Lord. Eat prasadam, take mahaprasadam, take aarti. So, variety of activities you do in those 9 months. So that you are covered or enveloped in that consciousness. You go here and there, everywhere, you are enveloped by God consciousness. And then you prepare for delivery. What do you do for preparing for delivery? You start saying, I will deliver normal. I will deliver normal. Nowadays, ladies are preparing. I will deliver cesarean. I don't want to take trouble. I don't want to take chances. I don't want to have any pain. This is what their mind is. No, 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 no. I don't want to go in that. Doctor, take money, but free me from this. Or you do epidural anesthesia and give me painless delivery. All these things are now girls' minds. They are all playing. But we don't want any janjat in my life. एक ही तो करना है. हु हैज मेनी प्लान्स, ओनली वन चाइल्ड ओनली, इज अवर फैमिली इज नाउ. सो स्टार्ट प्लानिंग फॉर दैट. डू वॉक एवरी डे. आई नो सो मेनी लेडीज, सो मेनी गर्ल्स, इवन द डे ऑफ डिलीवरी दे वॉक 45 मिनट्स. द डे ऑफ डिलीवरी दे वॉक 45 मिनट्स, वेंट टू द हॉस्पिटल, 2 hours दे आर डिलीवर्ड. आई कैन शो यू द लेडीज ऑल्सो, यंग नाइस लेडीज, नॉट लेजी, फुल्ली एक्टिव एंड फुल्ली सिस्टमैटिक एंड फुल्ली ट्रेन्ड, fully disciplined, I would say. So that is one thing. Because when you get normal delivery, why God has made a normal delivery procedure, tell me? Some purpose is there, na? When you deliver a child from abdomen by a cesarean, something must be getting lost, na? What was supposed to be the process? There are secretions in the vaginal canal which touch the body of the child while delivery is going on, and give some nourishment and some antibodies and some changes are there. When you get the pain of the delivery, you develop bond of affection with the child. When you breastfeed your child, there is a bond that you develop in the child. Oh, you can give top milk also. You can give lactogen feed also. You can give everything. But why God has made breastfeeding procedure? Why He has made breast first of all? Why He only did not make only cows? And cows could have given milk to you. And you could have fed your child. But there is something called as oxytocin reflex. There is something called emotion. You remember the child and you start oozing blood from your breast. All these things, why it is so? It was all meant for bond, bonding. And each and every process that you do with the child, like you are cleaning the child, you are cleaning his vomit, you are cleaning his stool and urine, you are bathing the child, you are massaging the child, you are caressing the child, you are breastfeeding the child. Every activity you are passing your culture and your consciousness. With every touch that you do with the child, you are passing something to the child. See, the child is massaged by a particular lady, child accepts. You change the massages, child will become restless. At my home, one girl comes to give OT to my child, and that same OT, if my servant gives, she doesn't take. Only the lady only has to come. There's a bond. There's a relationship. Child is a person. His child is not a machine. This is machine. Anybody can come and service this computer. But you and me cannot be handled by anybody. You know, a particular doctor is there. I will go to him only for cough and cold. I'll go to her only for delivery. I'll go to him only for this. You are fixed people because you are people. You're not machines. So when you go normal with the nature, you have best of possibilities of good happenings in life. But when you are diverting by problem or by inevitability, whatever you say, when you go abnormal way, then you have to lose something or you have to pay for something. So try always for normal. So you deliver normally, breastfeed normally, longer the possible time you breastfeed the child, because there is no production in the world which is as best as breast milk. Whatever scientists have done, they may create a near breast milk kind of milk in factory, but they can't add love and affection, and they can't add the loving hormones which the child gets through the mother, like oxytocin, for example. It's all mechanical. When the child is breastfed, it is getting nourished physically, mentally, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually also, and that too customized. It gives you water in the beginning, then carbohydrates let down afterwards, then fat afterwards, and then proteins afterwards. Also, sequence is perfect. Your water needs are also completely fulfilled in that. Till 6 months of life, all the child's needs, everything is fulfilled in breast milk. And our Prabhupada ji said that if you have a male child, you should breastfeed male child for 5 years. You say, oh, my child, what, I was so ashamed. My neighbors, my friends are laughing at me. He is coming from school also, from KG, and sticking me in my breast. But you know the gain, why he said that? When the child is understanding now, he understands now, he walks and goes to school and all. In the understanding time, when the child knows that these organs are on my mother's body, from where I get breast milk. So then wherever he will see the organ in anybody, he will address that person or think that person as my mother. Got my point? when he will relate to the organ for his satisfaction, for drinking milk and for safety, for protection feeling, then whenever he'll see the organs in anybody's body, he will not look at them for enjoyment, but he'll look at them as mother. That Mataji feeling develops in the child when he drinks milk till he is understanding. That is why Prabhupada said. Because then he is eating rice, dal, everything. But still in the night he'll come and stick to you. And you will feed him milk and he will go to sleep. It's just not for nourishment. It's just emotional support, for security, for love, for protection, for that warmth that he feels, mother's love. But in that process he's developing consciousness, this is my mother. And all the living beings who are like that, also my mother. And one of them will become wife, my wife in future, but all of them are my mothers. This is such a high evolved concept. When you see every lady as your mother, except one who is your wife. Paradareshu matruvat, the definition of human being, who considers paradareshu, other ladies than your wife, as one's mother. Paradraveshu vishavat, others' wealth as poison. That's the definition of evolved human being. This is all given in scriptures. This is for you and me. Nowadays, everybody's wealth is my wealth. And what is not my wealth is my wealth. And I will steal it from you. It's my right. This is our consciousness. But scriptural consciousness and spiritual consciousness is that every other wealth which is not mine is poison for me. It's like stones and pebbles for me. And I treat every lady as my mother. There is one sloka I don't remember fully now. So, that's why the period of pregnancy, the period of breastfeeding, the period of rearing the child is extremely important. Giving birth is very easy, even dogs and cats give birth to babies. But what you and me can do is what the purpose of life is. So, 90% of development is before you deliver the baby. In the next 6 months when you feed the baby, another 6% consciousness, personality, character is developed. And in 6 years' time, 99.99 character is developed. And after 6 years, only you are doing painting and makeup. But you think that the real thing starts from there onwards. Doctor banana hai, usko school bhejna hai, usko bhi kapda pehnana hai, usko bhi ye sikhana hai, wo sikhana hai. Film stars, daughters, they say, okay, now I'll teach her hairstyle, I'll teach her how to walk and how to talk. But actually, character is only built up. What you do only is little bit, you know, within a plaster kar rahe hai usko, lambi laga rahe hai usko, we paint karenge usko, bas, that's all is done. Which means, your education, your financial condition, other habits, all these things, whatever. But the main training should be spiritual, to bow down to elders. From your day one of the child, you teach the child to touch the feet of elders, which is not seen anywhere today. Neither we do, neither our children do. But that is our culture, to respect elders, to behave properly with them. If you don't do it, how your child will do it? One time I went to my godbrother's house for dinner, with a group of doctors. And suddenly he said, excuse me, the phone was ringing inside. In those days there was a landline, you know. So he had to go inside, pick up the line. And he was long time talking to his mother in Jammu. We were in Bombay, Punjabi, talking to his mother in Jammu. And in between he cried many times while talking to mother. And then he came back, sobbing and mopping his eyes. I said, anything is wrong? Somebody is sick or somebody has died or something. He said, no, every time I call my mother or she calls me, we cry on the phone. Missing each other and expressing our love and emotions. And then he said a golden line. He said, if my children, my sons, will today see me crying while talking to my mother on the phone, tomorrow they will cry when they will talk to their mother on the phone. So when I cry while talking to my mother on the phone, I am giving a culture, samskar to my children who are observing me. This is what mother and child, son is. And I will do same thing with my mother. So, after 6 years, when the child starts talking and developing personality as per our understanding, you have to behave yourself to give your child the training. And 30% of communication is verbal and 70% is non-verbal. And lots of samskara and training is through non-verbal training, communication. Do you agree with me that? Now, the way I am looking at you, the way I am doing my gestures, everything is a message for you. And you ladies are so smart. If there is any ulterior motivation in me, you will notice it in my eyes and my gestures. And sixth sense will tell you what Prabhuji is immediately. So what is important is not what I am speaking, what is in my heart and what is conveyed to you. So that is what our cultivation of a child is. You may tell your child, tell beta, I am not at home. Pick up my mobile and tell that fellow, I am not at home. So what you are telling the child? You can tell lies like this. When you give your child a note, ki yesterday why you didn't go to school, you are writing a note, my dear teacher, whatever, so and so, yesterday I had 104 fever, so I had got to doctor, and doctor told me advice to take rest at home, so yesterday I could not come to school. While you are with the picnic with your mother, father and family in National Park. So what culture you are giving the child? You should tell lies and give wrong notes to your teacher. That's why we never gave a wrong note to our daughter in the school for all 15 years of school. We always told the truth. Even if you have got late in the train, we missed our school. We said, yes, our train was late, so we were unable to come to school yesterday. Or we were in the yatra and we got one day late and I am coming from yatra, pilgrimage and joining the school. Child got firm training that never tell lies. It won't be accepted and tolerated. So it all depends on you. You may think that you are doing everything for a good reason, but in that good reason also you are giving a training to the child. Manipulation, telling lies, even behaviorally, tell him I'm not at home. All these things are picked up by children immediately. I was a child and I used to go to my neighbor's house, and that neighbor was a Christian, and they would sell homemade liquor at home. People would come at their home in the evening fixed time and they would drink. And I would just, as a child, as a curiosity, I would just watch, and one guy would come, white shirt and black pant, and he would sit in a very stylish way, polished shoes like this, and he would take glass in hand and very graciously he would drink, and with right hand he would smoke. And I even came to know the cigarette was Bristol. The brand was Bristol. So daily watching, I just felt in my mind, when I'll grow up, I'll smoke Bristol cigarette. As an innocent child, my father had a shop where we would sell cigarettes in childhood. So I knew all the cigarette brands, and he would have that, like this he will do, to take the ash out of the cigarette. And he would smoke very graciously and drink one sip like that. And many hours would sit and chat and drink chana in between and then go. So I got what training, what sanskar I'm getting. When I grow up, I'll wear those kind of polished black shoes, black pant and nicely iron cotton shirt, laundered, and I'll smoke Bristol cigarette. This is my childhood sanskar. Unknowingly I'm receiving just by the environment. So as parents also, you need to see where your child is exposed to. Knowingly, unknowingly, which atmosphere you are exposing to. What he is watching. Just generally what he is watching. What is he hearing? Which sound vibrations I am exposing him to? Which kind of parties or gatherings I am exposing him to? What talks I do, I am exposing him to? Everything is important. It's just not that ki ho jayega bada, theek hai, acha school mein bhej diya, gaadi se bhejti hu, itna bada fee bharti hu, acha aadmi banega. You won't go like that. You have to give culture at home. The world is very bad outside. Even when pregnancy is going on, the world is very bad outside. Everybody is cheating, nobody is trustworthy. At 7 o'clock, after it becomes dark, it becomes risky. Everything is as true as it is. And you are pregnant or to be going to be pregnant or just married in the same atmosphere. So you have to take a vaccine to protect yourself. And that vaccine is bhakti. The child may go to school and learn some bad words and bad songs and some bad gestures and some things, ugly things. But you have to have a very strong culture at your home, so that whatever is learned from outside is nullified at home. And that is your job and responsibility. You can't say, हम दोनों ऐसे नहीं है, पता नहीं ये कैसे सीख के आता है, कौन से कर्म लेके आया है. You can't say that. Your child is reflection of you, and you have to take the full responsibility with full humility of the child's behavior. You can't very safely say कि ना ये गुण मेरे में है ना मेरे हस्बैंड में है, पता नहीं ये राक्षस कहाँ से आया है. It's a very easy way out. But no, your child is fully a reflection of your consciousness, and you have to be humble to accept that. Then your child will improve. If you become humble in accepting the reality, then the child also will become humble in future. If you are egoistic and tough person, child also will become same thing. It took us, me and my wife, long time to accept the child's all bad things also our reflection only. We have to accept that. Then the child will improve. Because, for example, you are how many months pregnant now? Suppose in this 5 months time, she has a fight with her husband on something, some issue, money here and there and all. Child is picking up everything as it is inside. All the emotions as it is. Anger, hatred, pride, greed, envy, intoxication, false pride, everything child is accepting. Another time you are very loving and nice, child also is accepting. Then you are loving to some people and not so much loving to some people, also accepting as it is. Everything. What happens when you are angry? Some different hormones and chemicals flow in the body. Do they go to the child also? So you are trembling with anger. You want to beat your husband, for example, beat your mother-in-law. What is happening to you? You are palpitating, you are sweating, and you are like trembling with anger. All those steroids, adrenaline, whatever you are secreting, is all going to the child's body. And your child is that time palpitating and trembling and shivering inside. When you get sudden shock, you become fearful. Why is the child shock moving inside? Because whatever shock situation creates, chemicals, is going in the child's body also. And baby starts stop moving. Every emotion that you face, the baby is feeling. In our circle of devotional people, when we are in kirtan, and everybody is dancing, a mother can't dance because she is 8 months now. Baby is dancing inside. Many mothers have told me, baby is jumping now. When everybody is tumultuous kirtan, we say, like many mrudangas are being played, kartals, everybody is jumping and chanting Hari Bol like that. You also feel like dancing, but you can't dance because of your weight. The child is dancing inside. The same emotion you are transferring to the child. That's why we choose to be in kirtan, choose to be in pravachans, choose to be in aarti, choose to be in satsangs, choose to be in a very loving atmosphere, so that you are passing all that positive emotions. When I did my psychology, there was one book, and that book always had one question in the exam. Pregnancy and childhood is the basis of forming a nation. Please explain. 20 marks question. You have to write at least 15 page answer. Such a beautiful book that was. That how you transfer every emotion of yours to the child. Knowingly, unknowingly. So basically we have to become normal first of all. In everything in life. Just become normal mother, normal daughter, normal sister. Everything becomes just normal. Nothing artificial about it. That is why, what is the meaning of protection? You protect your wife from getting angry, getting too emotional, getting too fearful, feeling insecure. These kind of negative emotions you don't give to your wife. You protect her from that. If he is in, take her out of that. Especially in this period, because everything as it is you are giving to the child. And everything is permanent. Today if you fought with your husband for 2 hours, whatever damage you have caused to child, it is also there. Tomorrow you may hug your husband again, you know, and have loving atmosphere, that also will be there permanently inside. Whatever you put, it's all there. It's all the result which comes out and then you wonder what happened. I know husbands who have, out of fighting and anger, dragged their 8-month pregnant woman with leg in the hall out of anger. And the children I have also seen, how the children are and what is their children's personality, everything is connected. And then by counseling, the next time they improve. But they see the first child, there are traits of those character in the child. That fear, what happens when you fight? When a child is watching, suppose your child is 2-year-old, he's sitting here and you are fighting. What is the child doing? Child is just like completely in fear. Not saying anything, but trembling inside, palpitating. So what are you passing the child? You think you are right, fighting for the right cause. But what a child is receiving. So the next example I am giving you, your child is 1 month old, sleeping very tightly, 16 hours a day, and you are fighting next to the child. Again, same thing is transferred to the child in the form of vibrations. That's why these children, when they don't sleep in the night, they wake up crying in the night. All those things are rooted in the mother and father. So now you have to decide that you have some situations which are challenging at home, financially, relationship-wise, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whatever is there around you. You need to work out a strategy to get out of that. Not physically, mentally. How to remain still balanced and happy in this condition, because you are doing great service to your child. You may choose to be unhappy and become morose or angry. You may choose to, it's easy for you. But you are doing a direct damage or benefit to your child by this situation. That is why all this preparation is there. As I always again and again say, is it to become pregnant? Is it to deliver a baby? But is it to deliver a character along with the delivery? So, now you can ask me questions. I just try to make it as general as possible. Now you can be specific in whatever you want to ask. Pardon me? In ideal situations, woman's body is not meant for doing jobs. Ideal situations. Now Kali Yuga, you know, how much ever you earn, it is not enough only. Wife has to go and earn. But most ideally speaking, husband should earn and wife should learn to be happy in whatever earning comes home. Why women work basically? They feel it's not enough. I need mobile, you need mobile, child needs mobile. I need TV in my room, you need TV in your room. I need my vehicle, you need your vehicle. So it's not enough. So you also go for work. And then you work to maintain what all you have purchased. For that you work. To maintain whatever you have created for you, standards. And when the woman is at home, then her focus can be on her child. Suppose your wife is pregnant and she's working an MBA in a high profile company. Now day and night she's in meetings and strategies and targets and these, and she's having mad nights, and she's weekend targets are not finished, and targets are quarterly not finished, yearly target is not finished. Then what situation you are in while you are pregnant? You are not sleeping enough, you are worried, tomorrow I have not made a report ready yet, I have to go early to office, I have to cook for my husband, my daughter to office, and schedule till late night. So ideal is to have housewife. And if it is not so, you have to work, then you have to sit together and plan nicely in these given situations, how I am going to develop that thing what is necessary for a pregnant mother. Whatever I spoke, whatever you have gathered, how to implement that in this given situation. So you just can't give up. What do I do? I work 12 hours, 5 hours at home, then I sleep at home. I can't do all these things. I can't read, I can't. But I want to have a best child in the world. How it is possible? You have to choose. And many times you have to sacrifice. You want to sacrifice for your children? Have not your mother sacrificed for you? Like that you sacrifice. More important than giving a wealthy condition to child and luxuries to child is to give him good culture and good character. That is the most important gift you can give to your child. With that, if you can give wealth, fine. If you can give good clothing, is fine. But good character is first. We were brought up in a very poor condition of life. But even today, we are very grateful to our father who has left his body 25 years back. But today, every year, we remember him on his day of departure and we thank him that he has given us good culture and good character. We were very poor. We earned money afterwards. And we are not as poor as that time now. But in the poverty condition also, the discipline, the culture, even as small as habit of eating everything in the plate, whether you like it or don't like it, when it is served, you have to eat it. The last morsel, nothing leaving, clean plate has to be there. Even that kind of small training also has been given. So even today, we have enough, but still, that as a arrogant behavior is not there. I don't like this karela, I can't eat it. No, whatever is served here, you have to eat. No choices. Sit on the ground and eat. Don't talk while eating. Eat when you eat and talk when you talk. Play when you play, study when you study. All that thing what was given is still today with us. We have given to our children also. And then richness is as per karma. Na? You can become pauper or rich as per your karma. That is not giveable to you. You have brought with you. But what is giveable by you, you should give. So this is the answer to the wife working or not. I know many nice mothers who have left their jobs and given up a lot of financial gain. Because they thought, this is time to cultivate my child. I must give my time to child. And some ladies I know who have given up their jobs till 5 years of child's age. When the child needs me the most, I am with the child. When the child needs you and you are working for him only that time, then when you need a child, the child is not available for you. Why? Because time when you needed to make bonds with the child, you were working for child only somewhere. So you have justification that I am, whom I am working for. For him only I am working. But that time he didn't need your money, he needed you. And time comes, he doesn't need you. That time you are available with him. Any other question? Everything has to be compartmentalized. Suppose as a trustee and a director of the hospital, I've got 50 tasks, for example. Let's say 15 tasks, 1-5. I've got many responsibilities. One thing I can do, I can get completely bogged. What to start with, what to begin with, what to end with, what to do in middle. Instead, I'll jot the 15 things down and I'll decide when to do, how to do, and start executing. So what is important is you have one child outside, already born. One is in the womb. You have husband, you have mother-in-law, you have father-in-law, your duty of everybody. So you plan and give time as per your importance to each and everything. And do that what you plan. It's like if I plan, this Saturday I'll play with my daughter 5 to 7 badminton. It shouldn't be on paper only. That day I have to see that I am finishing my work 4:30 and reach office at 5 o'clock. I mean home at 5 o'clock, and fulfill my promise which I gave to my child, so that the child will develop trust in you. My father means what he says. He is just not talking. When he says, he does it. That faith will come. That trust will develop. So like that, when you have child, maybe some people have 2 children and 3rd pregnancy there. Many people are there. So you have to plan that. Okay, this child, husband, you look after. This child, I'll look after. I know the parents who are, one child is with father only. Nana, dona, sab kuch father dekhta hai. Schooling, dropping, everything the father sees. Other child, the mother is seeing. Then he is bringing all the vegetables in that period and she is only cooking at home. So you have to sit down and practically make a plan. How to go? I want to read? Okay, this is time for reading. And then you have to execute that. You can't say, aaj bhi nahi padha, abhi kal bhi nahi padha, parso bhi nahi padha. मेरे को पढ़ना है लेकिन मैं पढ़ा. अरे बट करना किसको है? आपको ही करना है ना. तो यू हैव टू प्लान फर्स्ट नाइसली प्रैक्टिकली एंड देन डू इट. Everything requires discipline and determination. If you want it, you will do it. But you are an excuse giver, then you will have 50 excuses. अरे आज ऐसा हुआ फिर कल वैसा हुआ वैसा हुआ वैसा हुआ एंड देन अकॉर्डिंगली यू डू एंड व्हेन द चाइल्ड इज कमिंग ना वेलकम द चाइल्ड इफ सपोज यू बिकम प्रेग्नेंट एक्सीडेंटली यू नेवर हैड प्लान्ड कि आई वांट टू हैव बट सडनली यू कंसीव्ड डोंट कल्टिवेट नेगेटिव एटीट्यूड क्यों आया चाइल्ड अभी मेरे को नहीं चाहिए था अभी आई वॉन्टेड टू डू दिस आई वॉन्ट टू डू दैट नाउ सी द चाइल्ड हैज कम नो A child is God's gift to you. And God knows when to give that to you in the best possible way. So not even one day you should think, why this child has come now? I didn't want it to come. Some guest has come to your door and then you make face as a guest. Hey, why you have come this time? I have to go out for a party now. You have come down? No. You have to drop things and you have to welcome him. Make him feel homely. Explain to him. Settle him down, give him food, everything, and I'm going and coming back again. Always, always welcome the child, even the child has come accidentally. Welcome the child, give all what's possible love and affection, and deliver nicely and train him nicely. Because Ishwar Ichha Bali Asi, you may have many plans, but God's plans for you are the best plans. You have to have faith in that. Whatever plan God has given you, you have to accept it very humbly, in great gratitude, in great kritagyata in the heart, you have to accept the child, all the time. When you have that attitude, the child will develop the attitude of gratitude within. Whatever you have, child will develop. What don't have, child will not develop. It's like that. Anything else? Yes. No, anything you ask, no problem.
Yes, you are strong.
Because of lack of association of like-minded people. If you need determination, you have to meet people who have determination. If you need wealth, you have to meet people who have wealth. If you need good scores in exam, you have to meet people who are having good scores in exam, how they study. Similarly, if you feel you lack determination, you seek the company which has determination. Always. If you want to be disciplined, meet people who are disciplined. If you want to be punctual, be with people who are punctual. Then you will develop punctuality in you. We always get everything in association that we keep. Whatever you are today is what association you have taken. Like when we are pregnant or when you have a child, we are giving our association to our child. And the child is gaining from your association. Similarly, you also gain from others' association. So you choose your company as per your need. Even amongst devotees also, we associate with those like whom we want to become. All devotees are good. They are chanting Hare Krishna, following principles. They are on the way back to God. But among them also, I have less time. I don't have ample of time. So in that less time, I will choose whom I want to meet and associate with. Because I have less time. I don't have much time to associate. I will choose my company accordingly. That is determination. That is focus. Anything else? Yes.
पहले तो सब joint family रहते थे तो वो लोग बच्चे लोग का care ले लेते थे तो अभी सिर्फ बच्चे का भी अपने पर आ गया और घर का काम और जो भी ये बच्चा हो सब तो उसको manage कैसे करनी
है? वही husband and wife team has to decide and plan. It's our misfortune that we lost our joint family actually. In joint family, so much of character is given by everybody else to you. Society, the joint family, the uncles, aunties, loving uncle, auntie, loving brothers, cousins, then the village, then the state, then the caste, then the nation. Everything contributes to develop your child. But here so much is cut off now, no? It's so burdensome to manage everything together. But what to do? If whatever team you have with you, you have to use that. You can't cry for what you don't have. What you have, you have to use it in the best possible way. You have yourself, you have your husband, you have your fellow son who is next to you. use everything to do whatever best we can do and pray to God for giving strength.
Prabhuji, mind is like that. If I am going to my in-laws, I feel that their work, their work, all that work, there will be time. Then I will do it. Then it seems like the mind is from both sides. That if there is no, then it will be good. If there is, then it will be good.
Suppose you get wrinkles on your forehead when your in-laws are coming. You are giving that culture to your child in the womb also. To like some people and to dislike some people. And when you welcome them and do your duty very nicely, heartfully, you are giving culture to your child in the womb that one should do your duty, pleasant or unpleasant, with grateful heart. If you become great devotee of the Lord, but you don't like your in-laws, is it complete? It's not complete. Because we just choose things as per our likings, you know. I don't like my in-laws. I like my mother and father. I like my brother. I don't like brother-in-law. And this kind of discriminative, selfish attitude is there, na? It will reflect in you and reflect in your child also. But when you are good to even bad people, then you are giving a virtue to your child. Beta, let the world be bad. You don't be bad. You maintain yourself. Maintain your goodness. Even the world is bad. That is the virtue you are giving. The most unwanted person has come to your house. He shouldn't be around. But he has come to your house. I'll give water to him. I'll give him some prasad. I will inquire, treat him nicely, and then he will go fine. But my body language should not start showing, Kiri, why you have come. I don't want you to be here. Children are picking up everything. Yes, somebody has come, his mama doesn't like. They pick up very, they are very smart. They are much smarter than what you were and I was. Today's children. Very sensitive, very receptive, and very sharp they are. You may think you are great, you know, like you are very educated and all. They are much more educated than you. Very smart they are. So, we were different kind of children when we were children. And our children are different kind of children. And their children will be much different than what they were. Like I will say, oh, my daughter was so nice, but see, her child is like so naughty and so aggressive and so this and so rebellious, so challenging. This is how the Kali Yuga is going to be. So, as far as when duty is concerned, don't choose likings, dislikings. Do your duties with grateful heart. Then whatever time comes, because kya hai na, one thing is devotion, another thing is culture. Both are equally important. You can't only have devotion and no culture. Like for example, you are a great devotee, but still you have a habit of telling lies. Always you tell lies. When you get laid, you tell lies. When your child gets sick, you tell lies. So these are two different things, you know. You need devotion to God and you also need culture, behavioral culture. Both things together make character. You can't only have culture and no devotion. That you are very truthful, very punctual, very particular, very clean, very this, very that. But you don't have any devotion to God. And you have only devotion to God, but you don't like him, you like her, you don't like him, you don't like her. This is what, you know, like discrimination on basis of your understanding. Both things are necessary. And by the way, if your culture is good, na, devotion can be developed on that good culture. But when devotion is there and bad culture is there, devotion is stunted. It will not grow. So if I am given two people, one is fully devoted with very bad culture and one is absolute no devotion but very good culture, I will accept that good culture man, because then I can instill devotion very easily in that person. But a devotee having bad character, bad culture, very difficult to change. Very difficult to change. और ये सब हम लोग ना अपने ही एग्जाम्पल से बच्चों को सिखाते हैं कि मदर इन लॉ से अच्छा बिहेव नहीं करने का, सिस्टर इन लॉ से अच्छा नहीं करने का, मौसी आएगी तो अच्छा बिहेव करने का. वी डोंट टीच ऑल दिस थिंग बाय वर्ड्स बट आवर एक्शंस टीच देम एंड चिल्ड्रन पिक अप दैट वेरी नाइसली पिक अप. And then we say, from where these good qualities have come to my child? I never had this thing. I never told him to do all that. But your non-verbal communication has told enough to him. Yes.
One extension question for this. So, actually, unke parents jo hain, wo NVCC, iskon NVCC ke paas mein rehte hain. So, we were thinking अगर मेरा पुणे में जॉब लग जाए तो हम लोग एनबीसीसी के पास रहेंगे, हमको फैमिली का सपोर्ट भी मिल जाएगा और टेंपल का कल्चर भी, क्योंकि 9 months लग जाएगा। बट दिस वी वर डिस्कसिंग एंड ये क्वेश्चन आ रहा था कि अगर मदर फादर साथ में रहेंगे तो भागवतम नहीं पढ़ पाएंगे फिर पूरा दिन। एक्चुअली मदर जैसा भी होता है, मदर के साथ रहते हैं, मैं माँ के पास जाता हूँ एंड होल डे वी आर टुगेदर ओनली, चैंटिंग हियरिंग वो भी मुश्किल से हो पाता है। तो इसमें किस पॉइंट को ज़्यादा वेट देना?
अगेन कंपार्टमेंटलाइज एवरीथिंग। When you are with your parents, give time to them. When you are supposed to go to temple, go there and give your time. You can't do everything together. And plus, everything is a package. If parents are there, it's a package. If they are not there, it's another package. And you want parents also and everything you want. But material world is like this. Na? Everything is a package here. Even wife and husband is a package. Even you two are a package for each other. You cannot, you know, have Lakshmi in her and Narayan in you. It's like ideal, but it's not there. What to do? हाँ, सो देयर वी दैट वी हैव इन हॉस्पिटल, यू कैन जॉइन हियर इन दिस सैटरडे, इट इज देयर मॉर्निंग, यू कैन एनरोल, रजिस्टर योर सेल्फ एंड जॉइन 4 times in the hospital Bhakti Vedanta. नहीं, यू गो टू स्पिरिचुअल केयर डिपार्टमेंट।